Persecutions continued throughout the 3rd century, leading to the creation of martyrs and apostates and the question of their respective places in the hierarchy of church life. In this century, further problems of order and authority are heightened by the rise of major heretical movements that will shape Christian thought for centuries to come. Despite these troubles, 3rd century Christianity witnesses the activity of some of the most prominent church fathers and expands further into the deserts and cities of the Roman Empire and beyond. In a renewed effort to consolidate power throughout his empire, part of Emperor Septimius Severus's campaign was to ban conversion to Judaism and Christianity. Caught up in the wave of new persecutions in 203 was a group of converts in Carthage. The Passion of Perpetua and Felicitas describes the martyrdom of two women in this group, the noble-born Perpetua and the slave girl Felicitas. The document is important because it provides first-hand accounts of the prison life and also offers an insight into the lives of Christian women in the 3rd century, who, like Perpetua, often assumed leadership roles within the house church communities. The Passion also sheds light on internal church conflicts of the day. Questions of official authority, as well as debate over the role that the new martyrs were having in the shaping of Christian belief, are evident from the text. In one scene, the martyred Perpetua is depicted as resolving a dispute between the presbyter and his bishop. The unknown editor was a Montanist, and the book argues that through martyrs such as these, the work of the Holy Spirit was continuing in ways as significant as those recounted in the scriptures. As an aside, Montanism is the name of a movement related to the preacher Montanus. This was a prophetic movement that flourished in the early 3rd century. Montanists were famous for their strict discipline of the body and their claim that they heard words from God. Women held prominent leadership positions, the most famous being the prophets Maximilla and Priscilla. The Montanists were not doctrinal heretics, but they clashed with Catholic Christianity over their spiritual enthusiasm and prophetic practices. The great church father Tertullian became a Montanist in 208. In any case, different groups of Christians varied to the degree in which they accorded authority to martyrs, women, and wandering prophets, not to mention deacons, presbyters, and bishops. An example of early attempts to conserve church order and structure comes by way of the Greek bishop Hippolytus and his book Apostolic Tradition, written around 220. The tradition reveals the strict hierarchy of ordinands and other ministers, and it details the standard rites of baptism, Eucharist, and other liturgical practices prevalent in 3rd century Roman church. It was in this church context of speculative thought and rigid structures that Origen lived and worked. His father, an Egyptian Christian named Leonidas, was executed under the persecutions of Severus in 201, and Origen was set to die alongside him until saved by his mother, who apparently hid his clothes so he could not run out to join his father in the street. Following his old teacher Clement, Origen served as the head of the School of Alexandria for 28 years. A Greek father of the church, he was perhaps the most prolific writer of antiquity, with some reports attributing to him between 800 and 2,000 works. These include the first works of serious biblical textual commentary, a parallel translation of the Old Testament written in 6 languages. Origen also wrote one of the first systematic theologies in Christian history. Origen died in 251 after suffering imprisonment and torture as one of the final victims of the persecution of Emperor Decius. When Decius came to power in 249, he did so with the intention to defend pagan Rome against the Christian atheists. The Decian campaign was the first emperor-wide persecution and the bloodiest yet for Christians. When he was struck down in battle in 251, many Christians took this as a judgment from God and rejoiced. The persecution